Right, as item number 18, discussion conformity issues with Spiny Dogfish limited entry criteria.
Last commission meeting on the 27th of October, the commission adopted Regulation 490, amendments to Regulation 490, that established a limited entry commercial fishery for spiny dogfish. The amendment became effective on November 1. As commission members will remember, we detailed out the qualifications at that time for a spiny dogfish limited entry permit, and these were allowed to be put forth toward the primary harvester or any listed helper. They either had to average 60 days of harvest by gillnet, 06308, and shall document at least a pound of spiny dogfish during that time period, or they shall document harvesting more than 10,000 pounds of spiny dogfish to BMRC in any 1 year from 2006 to 2008. 102 individuals qualified for this permit. At the time, we said 101. But staff, in reviewing records as individuals have called us, found that the data entry for one individual had been mistyped, and it actually he did qualify. So we actually have this up to 102. We have already, in that same amendment, there were provisions provided for transfers, and we have already processed four transfers in this fishery that have been approved as of yesterday. We've had numerous phone calls from harvesters on this issue, both those in and definitely those not. We've had various items brought forth. We've added in your eval packet some letters that have come in from various individuals to include Wanchese Fish Company about where harvesters hadn't reported correctly, reporting general dogfish versus spiny dogfish. And that is one thing. Harvesters have called asking now that after the fact they want to change their harvest records to change it from DFR, dogfish unknown, which is what they reported, to SDFR, which is spiny dogfish specifically. This is a very frequent occurrence that we've seen in those who have called, but the committee was very specific about it being listed as spiny dogfish, and that is why this has come up. The original basis for the 102 was based on specific reporting on spiny dogfish. Others have called wanting to add helpers to their reports because helpers got equal treatment in this. Helpers were allowed to receive the equal credit. And we've had calls saying, oh, they forgot to put the helpers down. And they want to get the helpers in there, and then they would get the equal credit to get the permit. Others have contacted us. They wanted to update their harvest reports because they just didn't report spiny dogfish, period. Though they did harvest them, and they provided us records of that. We'll just remind the commission this is a violation of Regulation 610, and for each instance, we do plan on having a hearing in the future. Others have called allowing inclusion of federal harvest records for spiny dogfish. This was limited to state harvest mandatory reporting program. So they've asked to have their vessel records from the federal sector included so the trawlers and such can also participate. And we've also had a request for a hardship appeal process based on such thing as medical to be able to get in. They weren't able to go out, but they'd like to have an appeal process to get in. Staff's only recommendation in this, outside of the comment about compliance hearings, is any amendments that you'd like to make to Regulation 490 that they are advertised for a December public hearing.
I guess the question I've got is how many calls have we had? And it sounds to me that obviously there are a lot of individuals that are calling that do have legitimate concerns, legitimate excuses, reasons, whatever you want to call it. How, from a fishery perspective, let's just say, for example, just for conversation's sake, that we say to all these individuals, oh, okay, if you got a legitimate one time, write us a letter, tell us what went on, and consider a permit. How detrimental would that be to the overall fishery, based on the number of calls that you've received?
I've probably received at least 36 individual calls, individuals having called, yet I've also received from some individuals at least 12 calls.
You know how that happens.
I have a lot of freaking flyer miles on my phone right now. The problem is it becomes subjective. We have no way, as we point out with mandatory harvest reporting's agenda item, on the helper side of things, we have no way of auditing that. That is definitely an honesty policy there. So we're just going to have to accept them on their word, which there are a lot of honest fishermen that did absolutely left their helpers off. We're sure of that. But there's no way for us to make a rule judgment on that. We'll just have to take it. If they said the helper was there, we'd have to accept it, if that is the desire of the commission. The DFR, SDFR issue, yeah, if they can provide records from the dealer showing that specifically, and Wanchese Fish Company has actually provided some records, that would be a logical changeover. It was an error in reporting. SDFR, DFR, one could definitely make the issue about that. We've had some arguments come in that, well, they were caught in November, December, so they had to be spotted dogfish. You don't get smooth dogs at that time. So that is an issue, yeah, we could deal with. With some time, though, this isn't something I'm going to be able to turn a switch on overnight and get all these permits out tomorrow.
Why not?
Well, at your discretion, sir. The other issues I've brought up about missing forms and such, that's an absolute violation of 610.
Okay. Mr. Robbins, your comment?
I do. Mr. Chairman, as I look through the information here, you know, I think it's clear that we really may have a problem on our hands. If you go back through the history of this fishery, back in the 1990s when it peaked, you know, in 1996 it was a 60 million pound a year fishery, largest on the East Coast, just about. So at that point in time, Virginia had about 25 boats prosecuting the fishery on a directed basis. It wasn't a bycatch fishery, it was a directed fishery. It supported about 25 boats. Those boats were spread out from Virginia Beach to the Eastern Shore,
right.
And that was the heyday of the fishery. And so today, if you look at the current outlook for the resource, this year's quota will probably be in the range of 9 to 12 million pounds. And right now we're operating under a rebuilding effort. And the biomass has been at or near the rebuilding target, which is not an official target in the plan, in some of the recent years. And right now we have a joint benchmark assessment with the Canadians that will be completed in the spring. When we get that, there's a possibility that we might be able to get a rebuilding declaration. That's not known. I mean, that's a matter of speculation at this point, but it is a possibility. If that happens, that would allow us, at least at the federal level, to amend our fishing strategy, and so we could fish at a higher F. That might allow us to increase, certainly, the quota in the coming years, but the projection for biomass, because there are a number of year classes that are very low and weak in the current population, the projection for biomass is expected to decline before it continues to rebuild in about 2016. So we really don't have a very optimistic picture, at least. I mean, that just sort of puts it in perspective that maybe you'll be operating in the 10 to perhaps 15 million pound range for the coming period of years. And in light of that, I mean, I think that needs to be a primary consideration that goes into the design discussion that still needs to, I think, be further fleshed out about how we're going to have a limited access program in Virginia for the species. Because I think you have to ask yourself, what do you want the fishery to look like? Do you want 25 boats in the fishery? Do you want 102 potentially in the fishery? And I think by including helpers, and using the qualifying criteria that were proposed, we may have ultimately grossly oversubscribed the fishery. And I think this probably, as we look at now a new wave of folks asking for us to reconsider their catch history, some of which are very legitimate relative to the other folks that we've qualified, I think we probably need to go back to the committee. And I think there are a couple things we could do. We could either sunset this program for 1 year or after a year so that it forces another discussion, or simply remand it to the committee for further consideration. But I think we have to get at this question of what can this fishery support? I mean, it can't support 102
sure.
permits unless you want them caught up in 3 days.
Sure. Mr. Bowden?
We're operating underneath the coastal quota, with from New York South getting 42%, of which North Carolina gets 16, I believe.
North Carolina is now separate. Remember,
right.
They were so separate.
But, I mean, I'm talking about added 100%. We're getting 26 from New York to Virginia. But the 102 votes, we have the capability in Virginia to catch the whole coastal quota in 8 days.
Yep.
We got some serious problems. We've got permits to transfer to people who have never been on a boat, had permits. So,
the committee needs to do some work.
Right. Well, it's not a staff's problem. The staff gets the information, they enter it. So there's a problem before the staff ever get that, I'm sure. And there is legitimate people. It is people who caught spotted dogfish in November and December, and all likelihood, 99.5% of them had to be spiny. Very seldom, I think I called back 3 or 4 smooth dogfish this whole month. But I think what we need to do is we got to do it back. We might have to have a different system. Instead of limiting, we've increased it. We're having 4 new permittees that were actually people that were a helper or something, supposedly a helper on another boat. We need to go back and rethink it. Whether we need to throw the baby out with the warship and sunset it, or just come back with something different. Because, you know, overcapacity was our concern, and we really didn't realize that we were this far over capacity. I'll be honest with you, I was amazed from all the discussions I've had in different areas, which is basically Chincoteague, Wachapri, Virginia Beach, a little bit in the Oyster Cape Charles area. There was never no more than 30 or 40 boats at any time. I think, you know, his number might be 25, mine probably a little higher, but still, at any rate, neither one of us is going to be anywhere near approaching 102, even if we added our numbers together. So we need another crack at it. We just messed up, and we messed up with good intention, but we didn't know this problem was going to exist. And, you know, I think at that time is when to consider all these other legitimate concerns. That people really do have a legitimate reason, and we need to address, you know, maybe it's got to be on the boat, which is all federal permits is on the vessel. All my federal permits is made out to the Barbara Big with me as the captain. But they're actually going with the boat. So, you know, maybe we just need to look at this a different way, and based on this year's shot, people, you know, if we make it another 10 days, I'm going to be amazed. The New Jersey's coming on strong now. You know, they're landing.
We actually have an update if you wanted on that. Of the $2.7 million allocated from New York to Virginia, approximately $1.3 million has already been landed. And in the last 2 weeks, they are seeing landings between New York to Virginia ranging from 250,000 pounds to 290,000 pounds per week. They expect within a few weeks it will be closing the spotted dogfish fishery, and this is from ASMFC. We received that this morning.
So at this juncture, what's the harm of going back and revisiting it?
The only concern would then be, if you want to go back, is transfers. 4 transfers have been processed. Money has most likely exchanged hands in the majority, if not all of them. And that is just something to consider. And down the road, that there have been individuals who went through a lawful transfer process and spent money to get that permit. And
okay, we set a control, that's an emergency set a control date today on transfers?
I have no idea.
Well, what's your agenda?
I think we need an emergency moratorium on transfers at this time, a temporary moratorium. When we go through this and review it, and we come up with a plan, which I think will look somewhat, if not completely, different than what we have now. It's going to have to be some big changes made in the new plan. At that time, you know, we can address the moratorium.
So the control date is today.
Okay. Right. If they haven't already transferred as of today, we're going under a temporary. This will not be a permanent moratorium, but a temporary moratorium. Because if we work out criteria that allows, for example, sale of a vessel, and the permit goes with it and stuff, that that may be one direction we go in. I don't know. I'm just one member of the committee, but you know, I've discussed it with several members, and that's how they feel.
You made the motion to
temporarily stop all transfers effective as of midnight last night.
And revisit the whole thing.
Is this an emergency regulation?
This would be an emergency. It's the only way we can do it.
Are you thinking about a public hearing next month?
It would have to be a public hearing, yes.
It would be in 3 weeks. The commission meets again in 3 weeks.
Yep, comes quick.
Okay, so the motion is made for the control date of today. Today's date, 11/24. Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion on that. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can we get a sense of the timeline for the basically the remand, reconsideration of the development of the program from FMAC? I mean, are you envisioning over the next 6 months?
The way we handled it before was we had this special committee set up to handle the Gilbert Task Force, for lack of a better name. And we went through that with several meetings, probably three, I believe. And we came out with a recommendation. It went to FMAC. And then FMAC gets to vote on the recommendation. And what we brought from the committee actually came back to FMAC, and we ended up with the exact same thing. So I think we need to do it in a very timely manner so people know what we're doing.
Just a comment. The spiny dogfish management plan, quotas, it's managed from a May 1 through April 30th time period. So if they do close us in the near future, but there's going to be some time for a few months to discuss this.
Well, I think on the one hand, we need to take prompt action. On the other, you know, these design considerations need to be given significant thought. So I wouldn't at all expect you to do this in a 30 or 60 day period. But I think it's going to take a lot of work. But I think we ought to make it clear here that we would have concerns as a commission about having a fishery that actually expands beyond the historical fishery, if you know, given the outlook for quotas, because again, you need to match those things up. And
especially so that we were making an attempt at limiting.
Right.
That's where I was going with the initial
question. I will give a little bit of insight into how we work. Generally, when we have a meeting, the different people on the committee go back to their constituents and get input. And then we come back and we modify things, and then we do the same thing again. And then when we came back the last time, it was the final.
Well, I think it might be helpful to consider doing it on a vessel basis. Most of your federally managed fisheries have done that.
Okay, let's do this. Motion made, seconded to effect control date up today pertaining to the transfers. Motion made by Mr. Bell, seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the motion carries. The chair will entertain a motion on a public hearing to continue this emergency regulation at the next commission meeting. So moved. Motion made by Mr. Fox, sir, second. Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the motion carries. Unanimously. Limited public hearing just on the sunset.